Okay, we're in Perek Gimel in Hilchos Maaser. And now the Rambam is going to speak about basically at what point is produce chayav in Maaser. And this Perek is very specific. It goes through different species of produce. And since depending on what's being done to them, different moments when the chayav of Maaser, when the obligation of Maaser emerges. This is Alcha Aleph. Peyor shigiyul onos Maaser. So we've seen this before. When produce reaches that point, that's considered the time of Maaser, the nislashu, right, and they are basically taken apart from the ground, meaning they're detached, v'dainon nigma melachton, but you haven't finished all the agricultural labor required to prior to the completion of the food. Kagon, tzvua shekatsra, v'dasha. So for example, let's say I have grain that I went ahead and harvested and I threshed it, but v'dain lo zarosa v'lom racha, let's say I didn't, for instance, winnow it, or I make the pile of grain straighter. Mutalacha men achilas arai. Now here's the interesting part of the halacha. I'm allowed to, now literally achilas arai means a non-kavur, non-set eating, which means like a person snacks. So a person can eat in a snacking style. Okay, we're going to be vague for now. Ad shetigmar melachtam, until the agricultural labor is finished. We should take my melachtam, but when that's finished, asalacha men arai. At that point, it's prohibited to go ahead and eat them even in a snacking way. Right, so this only applies when someone's completing the agricultural labor in order to sell the produce in the shuk. Let's say his intention is to go ahead and bring it to his home. He can actually eat them as a snack even after the agricultural labor is completed, until he decides to go ahead and separate out the meiser until the chiyuv emerges. Okay, so now we're going to, again, Rambam often does, he's going to present six different categories here, and he's going to say there are six situations that actually establish or create the obligation of meiser on produce. So we have a chatzar, which literally means the courtyard, a mekach, business, the eish, fire, the hamela, the malach, or melach is salting it, the truma, right, the, what do you call it, the Shabbos. Kulan ain koven el b'davar shingram lachman. So in all these situations, you only are chayiv in meiser once you've completed the agricultural labor. So of course, the Rambam is going to what all these categories are. Alachadal ketzad, for example, peiros. Right. So when it comes to produce, shedaito la'olicham abayis. So my intention is to bring him into my house. Af bishen nigram lachton. Even if I've completed the agricultural labor, olchamen achilas raya shinich nosel labayis. I can eat snacking style until I bring the produce into my house. But once it enters into my house, so now it is chayiv and meiser, and I can't eat from them until I separate meiser out. So in all the, as alluding to the categories above, similarly, if he sold it or cooked it under fire or pickled it in salt or separated truma or Shabbos came, he can't eat until he does meiser, even if the produce is not coming to his house. Now let's say he brought the produce into his house prior to finishing the agricultural labor. He can snack. Let's say he began to finish the agricultural labor. From after it enters into his bias, he must then do meiser on all of it. Ketza, so what's an example? So let's say he brought into his house, let's say zucchini and kodem she shaf shape. So before, what it called, he basically like smoothed out the surface to get rid of all the little hairs. Misha yaskla shaf shape achas. Once he starts basically smoothing out one of the zucchinis, nikvu akol meiser, the entire thing, the entire batch of meiser is chayav. Excuse me, the batch of zucchini is chayav meiser. V'chein kol yotzev azeh. So too, a tomer peros lo nigmar melachton. If someone sets aside truma from peros where I haven't finished all the melachas required, mutalachol menorai, I can actually eat snack. I can snack on them. Chutz mekilkalos teinim. It excludes, for instance, a batch of figs. Im tarma kodesh shigmar melachton nigmar lemaiser. Because even when it comes to this basket of figs, if I go ahead and separate truma before I finish the melacha, it's koveil lemaiser. It's still chayev in meiser. Okay, halachay. Maybe the bias suche tehinu behem tehinu. So let's say someone brings in fig branches and there's still figs attached to the branches, or mechad de tamra behem tamarim, or let's say date branches and there are dates attached to them. Emichnisum tinoko sopala mokum meiser. Let's say children or your workers brought these things in, then the chiyuv meiser doesn't emerge. Emichnisum bala bias chiyuv meiser. But the owner brought them in, then there's an obligation to bring meiser from them. So let's say the Baal HaBayis is brought in, what do you call it? He brought in the stalks of grain to make dough out of them. It's not the chi of Meiser doesn't emerge. Lachla melilos nikvul Meiser. But if he's going to go ahead and brought them in to what do you call it, to mix them up, or excuse me, to eat them as like kernels, then they're chi of Meiser. This only applies to grain. Baal HaKitnios, lo nikvul Meiser. So by the case of Kitnios, these actions do not produce the obligation of Meiser. Mutal harim atur atua lachnisa b'motz kedei shetihe behemto ochelas p'tura min ha'maaser. So you have an interesting thing. You're allowed to play a trick. You're allowed to actually, in a sense, do like in sort of a winking style. But what you do is that you bring this harvested grain inside your house, okay, and it still has the outer shell, okay. And what do? You bring it in. So what do you call it? Because this way your animals can eat from it. And if that in that situation, when the and once the animals can eat from it, it's designated animal food, it's pater from meiser. So what do? Bizor ma'amat achashim sabeso. Now, what a person does, he can then kind of separate out, winnow away little bits here or there. When after it's brought into his house, patalom in a trumin of meisos. And what's interesting is that this tricking method, it produces a patur, an exemption from truma meiser, because share inu maskulig markol, because he hasn't done anything, he hasn't done the next steps after winnowing to go ahead and complete the processing of the grain. Let's say I complete the labors required for the produce of my friend's produce, when he didn't know about it. Or if I create the chi of my of peros of meiser on all the six things he mentioned above, against the das of the owner, tavlu lemeiser. So basically, all the produce that I set aside, even though it's not the das, even though it's against the das of the owner or not in line with his das, it does require the status of tavlu, which means it's chayv and meiser. We've spoken a lot about this idea of the tasks necessary to finish off the produce. So the Rambam is going to get into what exactly are these things. And this is what I was alluding to before, insofar as what's it called? Insofar as sorry, I'm just looking for the light here. There you go. Second. And of course I'm going. Okay. This is what the Rambam is alluding to, what I said before, when he's going to get into very specific things. So he says, Akishun Vadilun Vahapatichim. So when it comes to, for instance, zucchinis and melons and squash, say our duck. So when you rub them, right, and you remove these like very thin, small hairs that are golden in color. And if it's not when he rubs them, so it's when he makes a pile out of that. When it comes to melons, so basically when he sets them aside in a specific pile, one melon next to another. Let's say he's smoothing out one by one. Kiman shagamra called sarko nigram lachdan. After he finishes all that's needed, then it's considered the end of the melacha. And you can separate truma from, let's say, zucchini and squash, even though the hairs that on them haven't been removed. Right. So let's say you sell vegetables in a bundle, like a bundle of carrots. Mishiyagod, once you create that tie around them, Mishiyagod. So vegetables that are sold in a bunch, when I bunch them up, they're chayv meiser. That's considered gmar malacha. Imeno oged, let's say I don't do that. Mishiyamala esakli, when the entire container is full. Imeno mamale, let's say I don't sell it that way. Harezi ochal arai, I can go ahead and eat snack on the food, achi laka kol tzorcha, until I finish harvesting and gathering together all that I need. Alach yud. Kalkala, when it comes to a basket of produce, let's say I cover them up, okay, with leaves and straw. Let's say I don't cover the basket. It's when the kli gets filled up. If it's not when it's filled up, it will be the Gemara Malachans when I finish harvesting everything that needed to be harvested. Let's say I have a large container that I'm gathering produce into. That my intention is only fill half of it. Once I fill up half of it, nitzvam, it becomes tevel and meiser is chayav. Let's say my intention was to fill up the entire basket. So tevel doesn't emerge until I actually fill up the kli. Excuse me. Let's say I had two kleilim. My intention is to fill up both of them. Tevel doesn't emerge until I fill up both baskets. Elchi Beis. Eged Yerek, Eged Gadol B'Sadeh. Okay, so let's say I make a large binding together of vegetables, of those that are basically are in the field. Even though later on, I'm going to take the big Eged, the big bound, the big tie together of produce, and then make smaller ties. But once I make that big tie, it's considered teva and therefore chayiv and meiser. Haperet batzimukin bachruvin. So let's say, for instance, raisins. Mishiyamin arema brosh gago. When I make up the pile on my roof. Habitzalim. When it comes to onions. Mishiyaser alim aklipos. When I remove the leaves and the shells, the peels. Shadarkal ashlich on my land, and I normally would remove them. Yemino maser achiyamin arema. And if not, it's if I don't normally remove those things off, it's when I make a pile out of the onions. At that point, it's gemar malachlan, and at that point, I can say the chiyuv of of meiser emerges. Okay, lachi gimel. What about grain? Mishe yimareach. Now, what does yimareach mean? Beizum yimareach. Okay, we've seen this in Hilchos Shabbos. What's yimareach here? Zeha miyafe pnei hakeri shel tzvua berachas b'sof kol davar kederach shorosin k'shomim kol maaseh. So basically, you straighten the surface of the pile of wheat with some type of literally like a shovel or a pitchfork. That indicates you're finishing the entire process. If you don't do that, it's when you make a pile. Hakitnios, what about kitnios? When it comes to kitnios, it's when I sift them and I take them from underneath the sifter and eat them. If I don't do that, then it's until I smooth them out. Even if I smooth them out, I can still take, for example, by the ones that are scattered out outside of the pile of kitnios or on the side, that which fell into the straw, and I can eat it. Halacha Yudalet. Hayayin. What about yayin? What about wine? Mishanichenu bechavios. Once I store wine in barrels, it's now chayav emeiser. Yishala hazagim v'chatzan me'apia chavos. As well, the peels and the seeds that float to the top are removed from the wine. Aval kishu besocha bor, but when it's still in the cistern, kishyak mienu lahamido bechavos, shows a rise. Let's say I bring wine out of the cistern to put into a barrel, then I can sip the wine. The kol minagas al yona, right? I can go ahead and collect wine from the upper vat and minatzinor, as well as from the aqueduct, so to speak, that brings the wine down. The kol makom v'shosa, and I can go ahead and drink. So again, that's because the chiyum meiser has not taken place yet. What about shemen? Halacha tezvav oil. A shemen mishayere leuka. So shemen, when it goes into the vat area, apish yarod, even though it came down, notam mina akel mina hamamo. So I'm allowed to go ahead and take, for instance, from the vat area, the stone area, this basket. I can go ahead and also anything that's left on the boards, the wooden board areas where they're stored, all these things I can go ahead and use and set into the tamkoi for the purpose of cooking. Because we don't say cooking happens with klisheni heat. Let's say the food is very hot. If I touched it, it would hurt me. I shouldn't put the oil that hasn't been meistered in it, because it will get cooked as a result. Back to figs. So when's gmar malacha by the cake of dried figs? It's when I smooth them out. Dried figs, it's when they get crushed. If I put them in some type of storage area, mishiyagil yadapia magura. It's when I go ahead and make the cake out of it. Hayadash hagrogoras bechavis o eagle alpia magura. Right. So when it comes, let's say I go ahead and I crush dry figs in a jar or a barrel or the jug becomes broken. That's nishbara chavis shnitzacha magura. So let's say the barrel, the jug breaks. Harizul yocha achias. In all these cases, I can't eat it until I separate meiser out. Well, yizayin to enim v'anavim. What about figs and grapes? Shibim muksa, right? Muksa here means I set aside to make them dry. I can go ahead and snack on them in the place I set them aside. Let's say I took from that set aside pile, I took them to a different area. I can't snack on them because I'll say what the halacha says is that I completed the necessary labor, even though they're not completely dry. Second halachic class. Achruvin, almost done with these examples. Achruvin, which is caribs. Adshalo kinson, knason, the Rosh Hagag, Mori Mehem, the Behem, the Pata. So until I collect them on top of the roof and then lower them down to the animals, it's Pata. Meshu machzres a mosar liyavsho, venim samachil arai. because basically he's going to put back whatever's left over from feeding the animal, and therefore he's using it as animal food in a temporary way. Okay, lucky test. Maaser Rishon. Okay, Shigdimo b'shibolim. So let's say I have Maaser Rishon, and I separate it out when they're still in stalk form. Also lechem and arai. Kodim shafet shumaso. I now, at that point, I can't eat them, snack. I can't snack on them prior to me separating out shuma. Yimachal makin so makas maras. If I did, I get rabbinical makas. Ketza, what's the case? Ketza hi achilas arai. So what's the case of achilas arai? Which is snacking. Could go and try and make kalev, seorim. Let's say I'm peeling barley kerners, v'ochal, miklaf achas achas. Right? Let's say I, what do you call it? I peel them one by one. Yimkal if a kanas soch yado chay laser. But if I peel and put them and put one into my hands, then I have to do maaser. Let's say I'm crushing the outside shells of wheat. I can like kind of sift from one end to the other and eat. Let's say I sift it into my pocket. Then I have to do maaser. Of course, if I use a specific utensil to sift everything, then of course it's not considered a right. If I go ahead and take, I could take wine. I could put it into a cold cooked dish. The ochal, and I can drink it and eat it. Aval socha kadera, but if it's in a pot, even if it's cold, neshi kvor katan. The pot's considered like a very small cistern, so that would be a problem. V'chein socha tzeisim abasar. Let's say I squeeze olives onto my skin, I'm allowed to do that. Aval lo soch yado, but I can't do it with my hand. V'chein kol tiyotu bezeh. Also, all the cases like this. Just like I can eat from produce that has not completed its required work. I can feed animals with it. As much as I want. And I can declare all this onus as well prior to doing maaser. Once I finish it, once I complete all the agricultural stuff, I can't go ahead and make the fruit ownerless. I should not feed the animals, okay, in a, what it called, in a significant way, like in a kavua way, until I do maaser. I can have animals snack on tevel. And I can feed the animal these rolls of again, back to our chilba, until I what it called, I put them together in package form. Okay, let's say a person discovers a bundle, like a bunch of fruit on the road. Even if it's at the side of the field, okay, let's say there's an orchard of fruit, he sees fruits on the side of it. He's potter from Meiser. Mutza grogros. Let's say he found dried figs. In darsa rova grogros, rova adam chayev aser. So let's say most people already would have crushed their dried figs, then he's chayev to Meiser on them. Shecheschasam midavish and gram lachnam. So we assume that the chazaka is that this came from that which finished its agricultural requirements. V'cheni mutza pilchei devela sheaduishem midavar gamra. So too, if what it called, let's say I find broken pieces of fig cakes, okay, I can assume it came from that which had completed the necessary melachas. Okay, lachabeis, matzah krichos. Let's say I find sheaves of wheat or shus yachid in a private area, chayv aser. Then I have to take maaser. Or shus rabin, but if I find it in the public domain, p'turos, it's pater. Naha alumos b'chol makom chayv as maaser. But if I find these large bundles of wheat, then I'll have a maaser. Matzah tvua merucha osa trumos maasers aperos acheros v'nechoshesh. Let's say I find bundles of grain that now are straightened out. We saw this from before that I have to separate truma maaser from aperos acheros, meaning I have to separate them as truma maaser from other fruits, and there's no concern. Matzah kilkala mechupa chayvas maaser. So if I come across a basket with fruit that's covered and the fruit's covered, it's chayv a maaser. Matzah kilkala b'makom sherov machlisim l'shuk. Let's say I find a basket in a place where most people bring it into the shuk, to the marketplace. So I can't snack in it, and I have to assume it's considered suffic miser. If it's an area where most people bring it to the house, I can snack in it, and we treat it as vadai. Nechza demai. Let's say it's a 50-50 case, then it's considered suffic. But let's say he brings it to his house, then he has to definitely do the necessary Meiser. These are all part of cases where the produce itself does not have a specific point where we can say the malacha has been completed. Let's say we know exactly when Gemara Malacha takes place. Even if it's considered real Meiser, it doesn't have to serve a Shuma from it. Shechaskasan, the chazaka is the assumption is shehifishman truma b'shash nimer malachta. We can always assume that it came across this fruit that the person basically did separate truma at the time that the agricultural labor was completed. Alachachav gimel chare nemalim. Right. So let's say you have little holes that ants make. Shalanu b'tzad harima that basically come up overnight at the side of a pile. Hachayeves, right, that is obligated to get mice to take mice from her and nimsamhen chayev lemaisros. So any kernels that are found in that area of chayev lemaisros, she aduish midover gomer how you go and call it. Because we can assume that the ants have been taking produce that has been that the melacha has been finished on the entire night. Lachotalad hamotza zaysim tachas zayis v'charuv tachas acharu. Let's say a person finds olives under olives or carobs under carobs. Chayev lemaiser, he's chayev lemaiser. Shechaskatzon shem imon zen nafla. We assume they fell from the tree. Let's say you found figs under one fig. We have a doubt here. Why? Because maybe what we'll say is that what it called their appearance changed and they got all dirty and underneath the ground. Because maybe we'll say they came from this tana that was already took the mice was already taken from it. Finally, we'll stop here. Hamakdish paris solution. Let's say a person sets aside paris that are picked from the ground for the base of mikdash. Kodosh Ligma Malachan, and he redeemed it prior to finishing the necessary labor. Chayav Laser, he's chayav to do take Meiser. Then Nigma Malachan, Biyad, Ahekdesh. Let's say the Malacha was finished when it's still consecrated for the Mikdash, Vachraf Padan, and then he does redeem it. Keturimina Meiser. Why is he Pachter Meiser? Shevashas Kobasan, because at the time they were chayav to Meiser, when the Gemara Malacha, Abu Keturimina Meiser, they're Pachter from Meiser. Hamakdish Kama Liminachos. Let's say a person sets aside standing grain for minachos, which is the grain-based offerings. Petura mina maisers, those are pater from maiser. Okay, that ends Perek Gimel, and God willing, we'll pick up Perek Dalet tomorrow.